Now that you've been provided with an overview of tumour suppressor genes, I would like to examine the role of several examples of specific tumour suppressor genes in more detail. In this example, we're going to look at retinoblastoma. If we take the example of a non-proliferating cell first, when retinoblastoma is active, it binds to E2F, which is a gene regulatory protein that inhibits the expression of S-phase genes. This prevents the expression of S-phase genes and hence prevents proliferation. Note that the G1 cyclin-dependent kinase complex formed between cyclin-D and CDK4 is inhibited through the interaction between CDK4 and the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitor P16. However, in a proliferating cell, P16 is inactivated, allowing the cyclin-D-CDK4 protein kinase complex to form, which inactivates retinoblastoma by phosphorylating it. This allows E2F to be active, allowing the expression of S-phase genes, driving the cell from G1 into S-phase. If a loss-of-function mutation is introduced into both copies of retinoblastoma, it cannot bind to E2F, which will result in inappropriate cell proliferation.